Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And not to worry, I did not think the world was going to end yesterday, so I do have a sermon ready for us to go this morning. We live in a world ravaged by relativism. Whatever you believe to be true is true for you, but not for me. There are no absolutes, which is an absolute. And because there are no absolutes, do not attempt to assert your truth upon me. I will most likely disagree that it is true. That may be fine for you, but not for me. And beware, if you insist that your way is the best way, or the right way, or the only way, then you are closed-minded, discriminatory, and I will have nothing to do with you. How's that for an absolute? This has so permeated our way of thinking, and even our behavior, that it is rare for anyone to firmly stand up for what is right. And it is hard to stand up for what is right when what is right is always questioned. Instead of being truthful with others, our tendency then is to hide behind platitudes and sugary words so as to not offend our friends, our families, and beyond. All this would be acceptable, would be okay if there was no such thing as absolute truth. Then we could truly dismiss others' ideas as wrong, because they're not the same as ours. Now, if something is true simply because we believe it, is that enough to make us confident in that truth? I answer no. Belief does not validate truth. Without absolute truth, you cannot be certain that you are right, that you are correct. And if you cannot be certain of being correct, then what hope can you possibly have in anything? It is true that everyone can have their own opinion. And it is even true that there are some truths that are relative. Split pea soup tastes good to me, but it may not taste good to you. What is true for me in that sense does not have to be true for you. But this does not apply to and cannot be allowed to apply to God, to His Word, to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the midst of our relativistic modern world of avoiding the truth comes Jesus and His Word. To His disciples, Jesus makes the perfectly exclusive claim, "No one comes to the Father except through me." In other words, there is no salvation outside of Jesus. You cannot find peace with God without trusting in Jesus. And there is no hope for eternal life if you do not believe in Jesus as the Savior. Now, Jesus can say this because of who He is and what He is. The way, the truth, the life. He doesn't represent those things. He does not point them out to us. Nor does He simply lead us to them. But he is these things, absolutely without doubt. Jesus states clearly the objective truth that is true for all people who ever live, whether they believe it or not, that he alone is the way, the truth, the life. He alone is salvation. No one can be saved from their sins without believing in Jesus. There are no exceptions to this rule. Jesus is the truth. He is the one who has stated it. He must be taken seriously. And to do so, to take Jesus seriously in his word, is a blessing for you and for me. His disciples did this. Jesus first spoke these powerful words in the upper room on the night of his betrayal. He had just announced to all of his disciples that he would soon be betrayed. He also made it clear to Saint Peter that he could not follow where Jesus would soon go. But later, he would. Jesus is speaking of his death, his suffering at the hands of the religious elite. And what a blow. What a blow to his closest disciples. They had followed him for 3 years, learning what he taught and even participating in his ministry. With Jesus there with them, they were unstoppable, and they truly had nothing to fear. But how quickly that confidence would shatter if Jesus were to be gone, if he were surely to die. Swiftly, then, comes Jesus with his word. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. The cure for the troubled Christian heart is not the news that a place is saved for you in God's house. Instead, the cure for that troubled heart is Jesus. The cure is trust in him. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He is the only path to the Father. Jesus told his disciples that they already knew this, but they disagreed. They didn't think that they did, but of course, Jesus knows better. These disciples need to believe what they know. What Jesus has told them. And we tend to be quite the same way in our lives. When faced with whatever personal hardships, we start to doubt what we know. It can even build to the point of us not believing what we have already received as truth. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And while these words of Jesus are certainly enough for us, he accompanies these words with action. He does not shy away from the truth that the forgiveness of sins requires the shedding of blood. He does not balk at the idea of one man dying as the sacrifice for all others. This is the truth of God's plan. This is what Jesus has come to do. He willingly suffers the blows of the soldiers' whips. He silently receives the nails that pin his hands and feet to the cross. The truth is hung up on that cross for all the world to see. And the word of that truth, which has been written and is read and is preached, is for all the world to hear. That word of Christ crucified is truth, the absolute truth. And it is the only truth. The only truth that saves you and saves me and saves all other sinners from sin. And in that way, it is certainly exclusive. But that Jesus has won the forgiveness of all sin is the way that this truth is for all. It is truth worth dying for. As the lesson from Acts records, St. Stephen, unwilling to give up this truth, even in the face of a violent death. This is truth that gives us life forever with our Lord and Savior. And the beauty, the majesty of absolute truth is that none of it is up to us. Our faith doesn't make it true. Our strength of faith does not affect truth at all. The truth of Christ and Him crucified remains true in spite of us. And what good news that is. That is also what is called objective truth. It all happens outside of us and is true outside of us. Such objectivity and such absolute truth truly does give us comfort and hope. Jesus has paid for our sins by His own death on the cross. His resurrection gives us the promise of eternal life. God has made us His children in the waters of baptism, and He feeds us His Son's body and blood in the Lord's Supper, offering forgiveness, life, and salvation. All of that is dependent on God, not on us. It is given by Him, given and not earned by us. And because of that, because of what Jesus has done, because salvation resides in Him alone, the way, the truth, the life, you can be sure that you will be with Him forever. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory. Amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ.